Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
All right, David, we've got a remix for Rico. Here's very exciting. You guys haven't paid attention, and rightfully so. You've been busy with football and your life. Let's get you up to speed. David, hit the button.
Nice little round ball rock remix. We'll see what happens with this song when NBC gets it back next season.
While You Were Away edition.
Yeah, let's start here in Miami. Real simple, okay? I'm going to go through the timeline with Jimmy Butler. So his contract was not extended during the offseason, so that created an issue. Because on January 2nd, he told the media that I want to see me get my joy back playing basketball, and I'll go wherever they'll have me. Well, he got suspended because of that. Then he returned, then missed the team flight for a dinner party and suspended a second time. Returned this week, then he walked out of practice after finding out he's not going to be the starter anymore.
Yeah.
Now he's suspended indefinitely. Does he get traded before the deadline next Thursday?
I'll let Rico handle that. I'm just here to tell you the following. If you can't find your joy while you're making $48.8 million this year, and you get to tell your employer whether you'd like to make $52.4 next year, you can F off to the sun. Here's Mike, Rico about trades and things.
Joy comes at $55 million a year.
You're 35 years old, Jimmy. You're older than Methuselah.
But have you seen my hair?
Is he going to get traded, yes or no? Answer the question,
no.
Funny man.
No. I don't think he's going to get traded because I don't think the Heat are just willing to give him away. But I also think that Pat Riley's willing to just say, son, I'll eat the cost for you this year.
Now, mind you, Jimmy Butler takes up 35% of their cap this year, 34% if he triggers that player option next year. Enjoy, David.
Let's start from the beginning of the season. Well, the draft. Just give people an update on what Bronny James is doing. He was drafted by the Lakers. He debuted. Him and his dad made history, and now he plays in the G League.
Because he can't play NBA basketball. Rico was all over this. What do you want me to say?
Nothing. Just give people the update. That's all.
Here's your update. Right. He's going to be selling tile at Home Depot.
Does he still have the deal where he doesn't play G League on the road?
I think he's playing on the road now.
Oh, okay. Because the first, it was like he only stays in L.A. When the Lakers are home, he's a Laker. When his G League team's at home, he's with them. He doesn't travel on the road until, I guess, dad realized, you're never going to get better doing this. So go on the road, and maybe I'll buy your team a bus.
So let's get to the top of the East and talk about the two top teams there. First, the Cavaliers. They are 37-9 in the East. First there. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they kicked off the season with a historically hot start. They started 15-0 until they lost to the Celtics on November 19th. The Celtics, I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers are always good, always up there, but is this the year for them?
No. Mm-mm. They're fake. This is all window dressing, because once the playoffs start, Celtics will pay attention. Denver, yeah, look, they're not winning a championship, but it's cute.
Yeah.
Enjoy. They'll dine on the bullet in the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll be a great regular season team, but I don't think they're built for a championship run.
So you mentioned the Celtics there, Mike. I wonder, is it just them being bored? Because they did start the season at 16-3. They've been 16-11 since then, mm-hmm. 5.5 games behind Cleveland. And the Celtics have now blown a fourth quarter lead 9 times this season, including last night to the Rockets. They were up 12 with 8.5 minutes left.
I'm aware.
Is it them just being bored, or do they really have a problem?
It's a little of both. I mean, it's these players aren't wired to be great. They want it once. The idea that they'll be motivated. Look at the money these guys are making. The biggest thing with the Celtics, by month, October, November, December, January, it's gone down from three-point land. Yeah. If they're making their threes, they destroy everybody. If they're missing them, they're going to blow a bunch of fourth-quarter leads. I still believe they'll dial in and get where they need to go and make a deep, meaningful run. But, David, after they won a championship last year, I don't care. I got what I wanted.
Yeah, there's not real competition in the East if you've paid attention. If you're not, this is what this is for.
Well, David,
Knicks are there, Bucks are there, Pacers there. I mean, not much.
No, I would say they're bored. There's another team out there that I think is problematic.
Who
is
that?
The Celtics. I don't want to steal your thunder because you may bring them up.
No, I want you to give it to me right now.
The Warriors. The Warriors, that's problematic.
You think so?
They're done. We are witnessing. In a second, you're going to have to go and take the keys away from Steph and say you can't drive anymore, okay?
So is that era done? Steph Curry era
over? Yeah, that era is done. They just don't realize that it's done. But, yeah, it's they're going to try and probably do some ridiculous trade at the deadline. When the players are openly talking about a big trade, you're done, you're desperate, and that's where the Warriors are.
Well, that's a good segue to the West, because let's talk about OKC. OKC is the best team in the NBA record-wise right now at 37-8. Yes, people, if you're not paying attention, Oklahoma City has the best record in the NBA, and this is why. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is averaging 32 points a game, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He's shooting 52% from the field. Probably the MVP right now, but Jokic is also balling out as well. Can SGA do what Durant never did in OKC and win a championship?
Yeah, but he needs more help.
Yeah.
Look, again, they're very similar to Cleveland. They're really good. They're really young. They're fun. Chet breaking a bone in his leg is just unfortunate. But, like, they got to make one more move. There has to be one more dog there. And they've got the picks.
Yeah.
It's just Sam Presti's got to decide who that is, what he wants to do. They're one of what? Pistons, OKC. I think there's, like, one other team with cap space.
Yeah. Now,
what?
See, I don't think he would want to go there.
No.
Okay.
You're not doing this again with Jimmy Butler, are you?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. No, I was going to say, would they actually jump the gun and maybe try to bring Zion there?
I wouldn't do that.
So
I'll pass on that.
No, I'm not talking Jimmy Butler. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I'm saying Zion, he'll be free in the offseason.
That's different. Yes, then you could just pay him. I'm not giving up anything for him. He needs to give up the ho-hos.
Well, it's not much in OKC.
just find him gnawing on a cow.
Right. Corn and wheat.
And just giving people all the information. So the Houston Rockets and the Detroit Pistons were in the gutter at the same time. Houston is now the second seed in the Western Conference. Are they truly a good team, or is this just they just kind of overshot their first half of the season here?
I just think the cream will rise to the top in the playoffs. I don't think they're ready to make that type of run. Are they dangerous? Sure they are. But I don't think they're... Now, if you ask me who do I believe in more, Cleveland or Houston?
Yeah.
Probably...
I would say Houston.
I probably lean Houston.
I think Houston's a lot closer to the very top than maybe we want to give them credit for. But yeah, it's happened fast, but it's kind of like, really?
Yeah. I also think Cleveland's gotten fat and sassy in a god-awful East. Look at the Eastern Conference. Come on. And I'm not knocking the Pistons. You play who you play, and they try, they care. There are like 3 good teams in the East.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and part of that reason why there's probably three good teams in the East is because this gentleman has only played 13 games this season. Ugh. Just to catch you up, if the last time you saw him play was in the Olympics, mm-hmm. well, that was the last time you saw him play. It's Joel Embiid. 13 games this year.
I've gotten to the point now where, and I really hate to question how a man feels about something, but I don't know if he likes basketball. I don't know if he really wants to play. If he just sits there and says, I'm rich enough, I have no motivation to get out of bed and do anything. Because that's what it seems like to him. Like, there's no carrot that drives him that I want another title. I want a title. I want this. I want that. It's just, yeah, I'm rich. I'm tall.
What you've outlined is here's what you've missed while you were watching football. Nobody's watching the NBA because these players are wholly unlikable. What Rico just described? How about Jimmy Butler? How about Joel Embiid?
Kawhi Leonard didn't play until January 4th.
Okay, please. Kawhi Leonard is the poster boy for load management. Seriously. When he plays, that's when you hit the breaking news sound.
And you all talked about Zion. Well, I looked him up, and he played, of course, November 6th, start of the year, but then didn't play again until January 7th and has played basically every two games since then.
David. That's what makes the NBA hard because, once again, you don't know from night to night who's playing. Like, I would never bet on any NBA game.
Can't do it.
Because you're lighting your money on fire.
That's why you got to respect what the Pistons are doing. I'm not telling you they're any good. They're not going to win a championship. They're not going to win a playoff series. They like each other. They play hard. And they play every night.
Yes.
I know who's playing.
Oh, and by the way, David, to add on, since you haven't been watching basketball, when teams come to Detroit to play the Pistons,
They actually play
their stars. They don't show up to Detroit and sit down and say, put the scrubs in. You actually get good games downtown in Detroit. There you go, David.
Well, I hope that caught you up because the trade deadline is now next week. So hopefully you're prepared now for the deadline at 3 p.m.
Oh, by the way, LeBron James is still balding and annoying. In case you missed it.
Do you think I was going to mention LeBron?
He's a billionaire. Just go get a few of the plugs. What is he doing?
Because if he does that now, then people are going to make fun of
him. I would love him.
No, wait a minute.
Gracefully.
No, hold on. I'm not saying go Carlos Boozer and paint your hair on. I'm saying you can tastefully fix this.
At this point, just go gracefully.
That's fine.
Yeah, go gracefully out of the NBA. I'm tired of seeing
David. You're just a hater.
Thank you for your career and your contributions. That is your NBA Fast
Love and Mercy this Sunday at Greater Life.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. I don't have anything to report to you Tigers related. We did talk about Malik Beasley had something to say, and I thought it was interesting. And I do think it's time for the Pistons to kind of plant a flag, stop trading guys away for spare parts. It seems like Beasley wants to be here, and we had a nice conversation about it in the first hour. You want that, you can go back and get it. Also, please subscribe and like to our YouTube. Why? Because it helps Evan, and we like Evan. David, ticket techs, we'll get into a little bit more football as well. We had a long conversation about the Lions, new coordinators, etc. It's all there for you.
Yeah, someone says, I believed in the Thunder in June and put a plus 800 odd on a future for them to win a championship. Mike, you say they need more. What do they need to make this happen for me?
I think you need one more veteran. I think you need one more guy, an alpha. Like the group approach, look, SGA, it's clearly his team. But when you look at how they're put together, it's a lot of guys, and it's hard to say in the fourth quarter of a closeout game of, let's say, a second round or conference final, who's the other guy I'm running the offense through? Who's the guy that I can count on to be a killer? So I think they are awesome. And they could win the whole damn thing. But when David asked me the question, sometimes it's like ice cream. You have too many players, too many good young contracts.
Too many flavors.
That in the end, you still need to distill it down and probably have no more than seven guys who play, and primarily in the fourth quarter of these big games.
Yeah.
I need who's closing out? Who's the two-man game? That's just how I see it. They could absolutely get it done because, as I said, the East stinks. Cleveland's not good. The Celtics might be bored and ace out. See, Bucks blow.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bucks, I don't understand. I think the Bucks got drunk off of winning a title and thought that it was easy.
Well, they catered to Giannis, traded for Dame. Dame doesn't like it there. Plus, he went through a divorce. It's a disaster. This exactly is what happens what when I you cater said. To a superstar.
Yeah, drunk off the winning a title. Hey, yeah. I think your Celtics will be fine. As a matter of fact, they'll probably... I would pencil them in as the Eastern Conference representative.
All right. Call Adam Silver. Let him know. I like this. That sounds like a plan to me. Go ahead, David.
Then you'll tell us how bad they are and how they can't win. Like, Mike,
perfect.
They just won their back-to-back title. Yeah, bud.
Perfect. That sounds good.
Someone says Beasley for De'Aaron Fox. Who says no? Then okay. We sign Beasley back.
You're done. Lay off the crack.
Yeah.
Someone says, what is wrong with Zion? He needs to give up the ho-hos. It's true. Like, that guy has a problem.
Listen, it's what's wrong with the NBA. Adam Silver can't come out publicly and say it, but the problem is these players are detested by a vast majority of this nation. Because while the average guy gets no choice but to go to work at a job they hate, making money they're not happy with, and they're still falling behind on their bills, I got to listen to some 25-year-old kid who doesn't want to play on a back-to-back when he slept at the Four Seasons the night before and he's making $36 million? You can blow it out your ass. And whether it's the Zion thing, whether it's the Ben Simmons thing, whether it's the Embiid thing, it's all wah, wah, wah. That's all the NBA is. These aren't even real problems. Jimmy Butler, I got to find my joy. What? You're making $40 million, $45 million, and you get to tell the Miami Heat if you'd like to make 52 next year. You're missing team flights to go to dinner? Nobody likes you.
Yeah, I think for the NBA, David, a lot changed when all of a sudden players start saying, I want to play, but I only want to play in certain cities with certain people. Where it used to be back in the day, you got drafted by that team and you just made that place yours and that became your team. Whether you won or lost, you thought it, you know, going way back for the Atlanta Hawks, it was Dominique. You knew he was going to be there. Now, nowadays, he would just say, I don't want to be here until you can trade me with somebody else. And that's what the NBA has turned into. If you're not a part of a super team, I don't really care. My friends aren't here. I hate this city.
Yeah, you just wait in time till you can get to where you want to go. Yeah.
It's an unwatchable product. This is no negativity about the Pistons. But we're talking about why can't people get involved or why don't they care? Well, A, the Lions own everything. But B, every team shooting 40, 45, 53s a night, even the teams that can't throw it in the ocean. Then you add what Rico just said about guys basically being soft, entitled children. Who wants to watch this crap? I dare you to sit down and watch an NBA game and tell me it's a good product. It's a horrible product. I'm an NBA, and I loved the NBA, but I have never watched less than now.
No.
That was that game five of the finals. Don't tell me I don't like the NBA. I do. But I don't have to bleep on your shoes and tell you it's raining.
No,
it's garbage.
It is. And that's one of the reasons why people are like, well, you like college hoops. I'm like, it's different. Well, the athletes aren't the same. I'm like, you're right. NBA athletes are better. I get that. But college hoops, I'll see different styles. Everybody just doesn't jack up a ton of threes. Some people will play defense. They'll do a lot of different things. And yeah, it may sound like a cliche, But a lot of those teams, the players play for the name on the front, not the name on the back. And try hard guy is out there trying hard. And you see a good game and it's like, wow, okay. Yeah, but they can barely score. I'm looking at the effort because the NBA is just, it's homogenized. You could literally have guys out there in black and white uniforms, take the names off the back, and all the games will look the same. If you put them back in the bubble and you didn't give them uniforms, you really wouldn't know which team won it all because they all play the same way. So that's one of the reasons why I like college, because at least I see a little bit of variety. So,
Paul, please.
You know what?
What?
I'm not even doing it with you. No. I know you love college hoops.
No.
You want to talk about an ass product. That college basketball should be presented by Colon Blow.
Wow.
That sport sucks.
No.
Sport's awful.
No. Why is it awful?
Because no one knows the players. You can't figure out who plays for who. No one can shoot the ball. Rico, it's terrible. These coaches don't even have a chance to teach these players. That's what made college great.
Right. I guess I'm not talking about the elite teams because, yes, the elite teams change now every other day.
Every team now.
That's not every team. It's not every team. There are some good teams out there. There are some.
But the roster changes from year to year now, which means the style will change from year to
right,
year.
Right, but it's one of those things, David. It's like the NFL is probably insulated itself to be the only sport that really doesn't change year to year. But every other sport, if you're comparing it to what it used to be, you won't like it because it's nothing like it was 5 years ago.
Guilty.
Name every sport outside the NFL, they've all changed.
I'm guilty. And that's why I said,
okay. You can talk about college hoops. I'm still going to love it.
And I know you love it. And I don't want you, I'm not telling you not to. It just, it upsets me so greatly. I miss it. That's all. Look, what Patino said the other day.
Yeah. It's
people,
true.
I encourage you to go watch this. I forget the kid's name. Shame on me. I don't know Seton Hall's best player from last year. Who cares? He's on St. John's now. I know. Bro, I'm done. I've opted out. The point is, he goes, he's not here because he wants to play for me. And he didn't leave Seton Hall because he didn't want to play for Shaheen Holloway. I just got more money than him. Yeah. Great. So it's a hostage situation. That's heartwarming. You can go watch it. It was in a press conference.
David, even watching your boys last night. They go on a 9-0 run in the final minute, 20 seconds, and beat Penn State.
Can I ask a quick question before I know we're up against it. Is Michigan good or not? Because I feel like when I've watched them, they got a 7-footer who can handle it, the Wolf kid. Vlad Golden's a known commodity from FAU. Okay. The problem is, I'm not trying to be rude, I don't know that they have guards who can dribble.
They don't.
That may be a bit of an issue.
What you have is what is called, we'll just call it good Donaldson versus bad Donaldson.
Got it.
When it's good Donaldson, you get the end of last night's game. He hits the game-winning three. Mm-hmm. He goes on fire. He's NBA Jam. Bad Donaldson, you're looking at 22 turnovers. You're looking at just bad things happening to this team.
Okay, I had to ask.
So that's
because
why.
It's been a little up and down lately with them, and I trust your guys' opinion on this.
Wolf's been off his game. But yeah, Donaldson, he's the guy. He's the point guard that when he's doing his job last night, I think they had 9 turnovers, which is
their
season low for them. But when he's awful, oh boy.
That says it all.
I mean, there is no middle ground with him.
Okay, then. Thank you for that. All right, David, hit the button. 97.1. So, top of the hour. We are going to get to a story that Rico considers me crazy, but someone agrees with me. Super Bowl, NFL related. I have some audio for you. Oh, we're going to have some fun. Odyssey.com rewind if you want conversation about the Lions. We covered it all. We even did a little Pistons today as well. But David has an update on something else, and you know what it is. Well, David is telling me the White House has spoken. Dronegate.
They have spoken.
Let me hear this.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, in her first briefing, gave this update. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. She continues, many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones.
Not the size of SUVs.
In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
All right, time out. Then here's what I would ask for. Then show me the FAA approvals and who you approved. Now, I understand there is always a space in this life of things that we, the public, should not know about. That is how the military operates. There's always going to be an Area 51. There's always going to be, you know, special ops. I get that. But hold on a minute. If it was that simple, why the hell did the White House not come out with this when it was actually going on? Boulder Dash.
I'm with you.
What do you think? You're rolling your eyes over there. What's your problem?
Well, you're going to put on your tinfoil hat a little bit later, so let's put mine on now. Or maybe the panic and everything that happened was part of the experiment.
What? Seeing how much they could get away with?
No, let's put some drones out there and let's see how people react. Let's just do this and not say anything.
I still believe it is a high level.
That's just what happened.
Oh, and this is tinfoil in your mind? I still think it's a very high level. Like, need-to-know basis, interstellar clearance type thing here. Where that is military ops, data collection, something they intend to use on the bad guys, and they needed to give it a test run. Mm-hmm. And look, what's in New Jersey? Picatinny. Army base, military base. To me, is it a smart idea to do it there? No.
You do it in the middle of nowhere, like out in
I agree.
Iowa.
But if you're trying to collect data or do some form of recon, or I don't know, man. I don't think that's tinfoil.
No, I'm saying it's tinfoil because sometimes, Mike, you just do things in plain sight and you act like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like Michigan cheating.
Yes.
I didn't think this was on. I'm sorry.
No, but sometimes the biggest con is the what do you mean? I'm watching you do this. No, you're not.
That's Connor Stallions in a CMU hat. No, it's not.
It's not. No, it's what? He wouldn't just walk on the side. It's like gigantic drones. Are they though?
Really? Now, and here's the thing.
Big? Yeah. Wow.
The White House. Technically, if the military was going to do this, there would be FAA clearance, I believe. So it's not a lie. But
that they didn't get shot down told me everything that I knew.
Because we have the technology. You could do an EMP attack.
Because you
think magnetically drop them.
And that could be maybe what they were trying is, you know what? Let's see if we could just target an EMP pulse.
Yeah, everything gets protected. We are in the New York area, New Jersey, easily. F whatever, throw them out there, send them out there, and take care of them.
David, because I'm thinking that it was, can we target and just knock out the power in a car or a city block or a couple of houses or whatever? And in that New York area, it's a metropolis, so you got a bunch of people. So you'll know instantly if this works or not. Because if the entire city loses power... Well,
Rico's right. Rico's right, though. By the fact they didn't get shot down, that was the first tell they were American.
Right.
I agree.
There's no scenario that could be a foreign presence.
I mean, you remember
and they get away with that.
That weather balloon or whatever, and people we're going to shoot it down. Like,
don't even get me started.
But this was just, this was calculated, and this was, trust me, you don't need to know what we're doing, but we know what we're doing. Like, seriously, this is one of those.
You buying it?
About 20 people knew. And that's the only 20 people who needed to know.
This isn't an answer that Canada got, because I'm pretty sure they called. That's close enough to them.
Mike, we still don't know what started the blackout.
What are you talking about?
Years, what was it?
2003?
Yeah, like 20-some years ago. Were you here for that?
I've been out here since 98.
Yeah, the blackout.
The blackout.
Yeah, everything went out in Ohio, Michigan, New York. Yeah.
Part of New York.
Part of New York.
Canada.
Yeah.
You're being funny right now?
No, I'm being, listen, guys.
Mike, it was during the summer.
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. I don't know.
It was during the summer. All of a sudden, all the power went out.
Maybe I was in Saratoga.
The power went out here, Ohio.
How did I remember this?
It was a large chunk of the United States.
They call
States.
It the Northeast Blackout.
Yeah. So
parts of Canada, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York.
Well, how long did it last?
About four, five
weeks.
Days.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Give me the dates on this. I'll corroborate it. I'll let you know if I was here. I don't remember.
August 14th, 2003 is when it happened at 4 o'clock.
I'm in Saratoga. I probably didn't care.
Or I'm trying to think, was the power out there too?
No.
Apparently not. Because, yeah, like, how did, like,
I have family that was at Cedar Point, and the rise just stopped. Everything in the middle of it.
Talking about David, hellscape.
I mean, it was the weirdest thing. I was flying around Detroit, and it looked like a Hollywood set.
When did you get a pilot's license?
I was with the pilot. I was in Sky Fox.
Oh, welcome to your Thursday.
Forgot about that.
No, I'm looking at a bunch of debris in the left lane.
No, here's a valuable lesson I found out. When your shift is over, just go home. Don't stick around when your shift is over.
Oh, things are a mess up here.
All of a sudden, the memo came out and said, yeah, anybody in the building, you're still on the clock.
Our traffic lady kills me. Oh, welcome to your chilly, crummy Friday. I'm don't welcome me to that. It's 7 degrees.
That really bothers you.
I can't stand it.
You know what? Do it more. Yes. But no, it was like we flew around the entire city. We flew over the airport, and it was weird because every plane was in at a terminal. And you've never seen that before. Like, only in movies.
Do we have any video of you doing the weather from up there?
I wasn't doing the weather.
How were you doing?
No one knew what was going on, Mike.
So you just decided to hop up in the Bat Chopper?
No, they told me, hey, can you go up in Sky Fox?
Hold on. So there's this huge mystery.
Right.
It's DEFCON 1. They call Rico Beard to go up in a helicopter.
I was still in the building. And I was one of the few people who like going up in Sky Fox. So now people were calling like, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that. So it was just, it was like 5 days.
Were you doing live reports?
Not me, but no, because we couldn't. There was no power.
Fascinating. All right, let's get to business.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
I had no idea, but I could, I don't want to waste the people's time. You and I will talk offline about this. Amazing. Rico with that stupid little headset and a chopper. It's really messed up up here. I have audio to play for you. Someone buys into my NFL conspiracy. We're going to talk about it next. 97.1.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.